Welcome to Time with Our Body Passion Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is June 8th, Monday, 2020, day 160. Today's topic, God will be pleased if you pray like this. Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace, and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you, that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God and having Jesus as my Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and his people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The Word, Time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 129, verses 1 to 8, 1 Kings, chapter 3, verse 4 to chapter 4, verse 34, Acts chapter 6, verses 1 to 15, Proverbs 16, verses 26 to 27. Today's main passage, 1 Kings chapter 3, verses 5 to 10. At Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon during the night in a dream. And God said, "Ask for whatever you want me to give you." Solomon answered, "You have shown great kindness to your servant, my father David, because he was faithful to you and righteous and upright in heart. You have continued this great kindness to him and have given him a son to sit on his throne this very day. Now, Lord my God, you have made your servant king in place of my father David. But I am only a little child and do not know how to carry out my duties. Your servant is here among the people you have chosen, a great people, too numerous to count or number. So give your servant a discerning heart to govern your people and to distinguish between right and wrong. For who is able to govern this great people of yours?" The Lord was pleased that Solomon had asked for this. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time to Jesus as you listen to him. My listening. The topic I received today from Jesus is, God will be pleased if you pray like this. How Solomon prayed and asked God is very important to us as God's children. If we learn that we will surely experience and receive the blessings God gave to Solomon, as in today's passage. Number one, to acknowledge to God that you are only a little child and you need his guidance as your father in order that you know how to carry your duties. Number two, pray and ask for wisdom, but not power and money. Actually, to have God's wisdom means we have God with us and a sign of the filling of the Holy Spirit. Well, sadly, as we can see in a few days later in 1 Kings, when Solomon got his power and money and everything, he said, on God's throne and acted as God. He did not listen to God anymore, and we can see the consequence is terrible. Do you know how to pray that God will be pleased? Could you live a life each day in God's joyful and pleasing eyes as your Father? Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help us to acknowledge that we are only children, little children. Yeah. Yes, Lord, we are only little children who need your presence as our Father, so that we can receive the gift of wisdom from the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, how can you have a humble heart to acknowledge to God that you are only a little child and you need his guidance in order that you know how to carry your duties? Number two, what is your next step to make that happen? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.